USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A massive blizzard is hitting the Northeast, causing power outages in the region and forcing cancellations of thousands of flights. The storm pummeled New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, where snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are being recorded. Tens of millions of people are under winter weather alerts, stretching from the mid-Atlantic to New England. Wind gusts are reported up to 40 miles per hour, but they're expecting more along the coast. If you're in the blizzard and you need to leave home, cleanup crews are warning people to watch out. The snowplow driver explains.
It's tough to see if you're pulling out of your driveway trying to get a head start just to get out. Plows are coming down and we can't see out of our windows that great. So we have guys in the truck there watching out the windows on the side, but still it's very dangerous. If a plow hits you, you know, a 5-ton truck hits you, you know, it's not a good thing. So just be careful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the one-year anniversary of the Myanmar coup nears, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is urging the international community to pressure the country to return to civilian rule. She said, "It is time for urgent renewed effort to restore human rights and democracy in Myanmar and ensure the perpetrators of systemic human rights violations and abuses are held to account." She added that the military's effort to crush dissent has led to the killing of at least 1,500 people. The UN Human Rights Office is also documenting daily human rights violations. Around 12,000 people have been arbitrarily detained for peaceful protesting. Most remain in custody. At least 290 people have died in detention, many of them likely due to torture, according to the United Nations. The UN office has also documented village burnings, including places of worship and medical clinics, also mass arrests, summary executions, and use of torture. Bachelet added that the current human rights crisis was built upon the impunity with which the military leadership perpetrated. "The campaign of violence resulted in gross human rights violations," she said, "against the Rohingya communities of Myanmar." The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the crisis from the coup, with projections that nearly half the population of 54 million may be driven into poverty this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.